We are now ready to begin the literary portion of the RPR examination, which is 5 minutes of dictation at 180 words per minute. Ready? Begin. Good morning. I am delighted to have the chance to speak with you about human behavior. Each spring for many years I have written a personal statement of belief. When I was young, the statement ran for many pages. I tried to cover every base, leaving no loose ends. It sounded just like a Supreme Court brief, as if words could solve all conflicts about the meaning of existence. The statement has grown shorter in recent years. Sometimes it is cynical, sometimes it is comical, sometimes it is bland. The important thing is I keep working at it. Recently, I was determined to get my statement of personal belief down to one page. The inspiration for brevity came to me at a gas station. I managed to fill an old car's tank with high-grade get-up-and-go juice. The vehicle just couldn't handle it. It was amazing the way it sputtered out at intersections. I understood. My mind and spirit get like that from time to time. Give me too much high-content information and I will sputter out at intersections where life choices must be made. This happens in those situations where I either know too much or don't know enough. Fortunately, I do know most of what is necessary to live a meaningful life, a life that is not all that complicated. Of course, what I know and what I live are sometimes very different. However, I recognize that all I really need to know about how to live I learned long ago. Wisdom is not waiting at the top of the graduate school mountain, but there in the sandbox at Sunday school. I learned to play fair and to share everything. Always treat people respectfully. You should always clean up after yourself. It is important to put things away exactly where you found them. You should never take things that aren't yours. Everybody knows you should say you are sorry when you hurt somebody. In addition to work, you definitely must remember to play. You should live a balanced life. Take a nap every afternoon. When you go out into the world, hold hands and stick together. Everything you need to know is in the children's books. They talk about the golden rule and love. If you think about it, you'll realize they also teach people about politics and good living. Any of these items can be put into adult terms and applied to family life or work. Imagine what a better universe it would be if everyone in the world had milk and cookies every day and then took a moment to relax or play. Imagine what it would be like if all governments had a basic policy to always put things back where they found them, and to always clean up after themselves. You must agree that it is absolutely true, no matter how experienced you are, that whenever you go out into the world, it is best to hold hands and stick together. I am responsible for doing the laundry at our house. I usually like my work. It does give me a sense of accomplishment and a feeling of involvement with the rest of the family. It also gives me time alone without the rest of the family, which is sometimes nice. There are times when I enjoy sorting the clothing. I like setting the dials. These are choices I can understand and make with decisive skill. I still haven't figured out the new television, but washers and dryers I can handle. I really like when the clothes I am folding have a lot of static electricity and I can hang socks all over my body. When I'm finished with the laundry, I have a sense of accomplishment, a feeling of competence. Whether your job is doing the laundry or managing a business, you will feel better at the end of the day if you feel a sense of accomplishment. Remember to have fun along the way. Whenever your day feels like a deep, cold winter, try to find the sun of summer. Look for the beauty of spring. I often think of a famous musician who knew a lot about depression and sadness. He continuously moved from place to place trying to find the right place, but he was remarkable. He was completely deaf yet became one of the greatest composers ever known. He never actually heard the music, he just imagined it. I find that when I feel stressed or troubled, if I just think about the music, things seem to be better. Rather than focus on failure and frustration, I find the sun of summer inside of me. You will find if you can locate your summer sun, your life will be more peaceful and happy. Perhaps the most exciting thing about locating your inner summer is to share it with others. I'm certain you have noticed how contagious a smile is. More often than not, when you smile at somebody, they quickly return your smile. This is true even with strangers you encounter on the street. Of course, everybody has moments when they simply can't be very cheerful. However, ladies and gentlemen, if you make an effort to hear the music of life and enjoy the milk and cookie moments daily, you will find your summer sun. Remember to share that sun with the people near you.